Yeah, of course. I think, you know, just getting there, I got a warm welcome, you know, from, you know, Mr. Elwood, Coach Fox, you know, Manning, Peyton. So I think I kind of felt, you know, right at home when I got here. You know, everybody just kind of opened me with open arms.
How do you pronounce your first name?
Lamine. Yes, sir.
Middle linebacker, weak side. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. Whatever Coach Smith wants me to do, you know, I'm just here. You know, I'm learning. Just trying to pick up the system right now. Of course, you know, I have some great linebackers here in front of me, so I'm just trying to, you know, get in those guys' hip pockets.
And, are you getting work at the mic?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been getting work at the mic. Been kind of cross-training, been learning, you know, the mic, the wheel, and the sound, but primarily today I did the mic.
How was today, your first day out there?
It was pretty good. It felt good just to get back in the swing of things, get back into football. Of course, you know, just being, you know, I've never been this high before, so a little tough to breathe, I guess, sometimes. But, you know, just getting used to getting acclimated to the weather and everything. And I mean, it was pretty good. Had some fun with the guys today.
And that helped your speed?
Yeah, after the Senior Bowl, I think I went to the Senior Bowl about 228, 229. I put on about 10 pounds, 10 to 10, 11 pounds. I went to the combine at 237, and just kind of maintained that weight. Went to Pro Day at 238, and I think it helped my speed just as far as it was good weight. You know, I think a lot of times just in college, you know, you put on a lot of bad weight. You're eating fast food, and you're doing this thing. So when I went off to go train, you know, I got a healthy nutrition, a healthy diet, and I just added on good weight and muscle.
Was that under a nutritionist or somebody was
Yeah, I trained down at IMG in Florida, and they had a great nutrition system, and you know, it kind of taught me how to separate things. You know, my carbs and my proteins, and you know, they gave us a meal plan. I just followed it, and the game plan worked.
And is this part of your pass coverage improvement that you think will help you as you get into training?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you know, it's helped me just move a little bit quicker. I think my twitch is a little faster. Of course, I still need to work on that. And Coach Smith tells me all the time, you know, just, you know, how fast you move, you got to move a little bit faster. So it's just some things I'm still working on.
Spent a lot of time talking with the Broncos strength staff and nutrition staff about continuing that?
Yes, sir. And I think when I just come here, I think my frame and my body, you know, the strength staff have just been telling me, you know, I got a good frame. I could put more weight on it, you know, not losing any speed. So that's kind of the game right now, the goal plan. Get with the nutrition staff and, you know, add on some more healthy weight and just try to keep progressing.
What's the excitement like to finally get on the field here? Have you had that kind of welcome to the NFL moment yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I think I haven't had that moment yet. Just, you know, we're flying around in shirts and shorts right now. But I think once we get in full pads, I think I might get that wake-up call. But, you know, like I said, just the speed of things and you know, the way these guys are moving out here, I feel right at home. You know, just coming from the SEC, you know, I'm used to seeing this type of competition. So just to have guys out here going every play hard is just you know, it feels great.
When you got your jersey and your helmet though for the first time, what was that like?
It was surreal. You knew why I'm in the NFL. You know, this is a dream that you've had since, you know, you were a kid. And, you know, just to get your helmet and get your jersey number, it just felt like, you know, a dream come true.
In recent years, middle linebackers haven't necessarily stayed on the field every down, but in maintaining your speed, is that your goal to be a Mike that is a three-down linebacker that's out there in nickel?
Yeah, of course. And I think, you know, like I said, it's going to come with time. It's going to come with a lot of learning. I got to learn the system first and, you know, get real comfortable to where I can use my speed. You know, I feel like right now, you know, some things that I do know, but a lot of things I'm still guessing on and still, you know, kind of working my mind slow through. So once I learn the system and be able to move fast, I think that'll be, you know, a key. You know, my speed just keep me on the field.
Coach Fox mentioned that you guys have been here all week. Yeah. What was it like being in some of the meetings with veterans? What has this week been like?
It's great. You know, just, you know, sitting next to guys like Danny and, you know, Nate, you know, guys that's played this game for, you know, a couple of years now. They know the insides and outs, and just getting in those guys' hip pockets and learning from them. You know, I feel like, you know, some of the best linebackers that I've been around so far, and I've only been around for 3 days, but just the knowledge that they have and the way to, you know, if coach asks the question, the answer roll out of their mouth so fast. So I just know that they in tune with the system, and, you know, I plan on being like that one day. Like I said, just getting in Danny's hip pocket, getting Nate's hip pocket, you know, everybody, you know, getting Vaughn's hip pocket. You know, he knows everything. He's asking questions every play. You know, he's a veteran. He knows what's going on, but he's asking questions to make sure that we're on our toes. So just learning from those guys, it's just a blessing.